You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to give you a bit of an update on a project we talked about before, which is all about using Braille in order to be able to get descriptions of what's going on in a silent movie to help maintain the nature of silent movies. And as there has been an update, we thought we will get Polly Goodwin, freelance audio describer, back. Thank you, Polly, for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me again, Hubert.
So for listeners that may not have heard this the first time, can you give us a little brief summary as to what this project is?
Sure. So as you said, I'm an audio describer myself, mainly for screen. And in my spare time, I really love silent films. And so, God, for about the last 10 years, I've been mulling over what's a way that the experience of a silent film can be made accessible. Because, as you know, the usual approach to film and television is audio description. So you'll have somebody describing the visual things that are happening on screen. The challenge with a silent film is it's all about the stories told through images and music. And it's that particular combination that makes the magic of silent film. So when a voice is included, when an audio description track is included, that can feel quite a different experience. So I kind of sat on that for a while, not being a technical person. And then last year, the guys at Context Live came up with this amazing system for making opera accessible. So in opera, you often have surtitles that are sort of in electronic format above or below the stage. And they developed a system so that those surtitles would be synchronously sent to people's refreshable Braille devices in the audience so that they could read along with the sighted audience. And so I thought, okay, maybe this is how we start to make the experience of a silent film really accessible. And I got in touch with Hugh and Brad at Context Live, and they've been so patient, so helpful in helping me work out how we can tweak it. And as you know, Hugh, you helped us out at the end of last year at RNIB. We did some testing to see, because I had quite a lot of questions around how much description could I use. I know how much description I can use if I'm talking, but if somebody is reading, What does that look like? How often do the descriptions need to change? How much context is in them? So we did a few tests, which was massively helpful. We've done a couple more tests since then. And and we're coming up to our first official screening at the end of March, which is really exciting.
Let's find out where the project stands now. Can you tell us a bit more about the first screening and what exactly is involved?
Absolutely. So it's going to be at the oldest cinema in Scotland, in the Hippodrome in Bowness, which is about 30 minutes from both Glasgow and Edinburgh, so super easy to get to. And it's part of their annual silent film festival called HipFest. And I've been sent a copy of a beautifully restored 1916 film set in Scotland called The Pride of the Clan. And it's got Hollywood royalty, Mary Pickford, in it. And so I have written descriptions for it. And we're going to be offering a couple of things at the event. The first one is old school audio description. So as with going to the theatre or the cinema, you can get headsets and you'll hear my voice describing whilst live music is accompanying the film. The other possibility, and this is the new thing that we're trying, is this synchronous Braille. So what would happen is you'd bring your own refreshable Braille device with you to the cinema, and as the film goes along, your Braille device would be refreshed and you'd be having description after description so that you could follow what was happening by reading the text as other people might be reading the images on screen.
Now, we've done testing of this a few months ago, which we featured here on RNIB Connect Radio. Can you tell us any changes that have been made to this screening as a result of the testing that was done a few months ago?
The first big change for me has been not trying to find one answer, but focusing more on choice. So for this one, we have two choices. We have the audio description itself, and we also have the Braille. The other interesting thing that came up was about the variety of devices that people have and how do we optimize for each and every Braille device. And the answer is we can't at the moment. So what we've done is we've optimized the experience for someone with a 40 cell Braille reader. And the idea is that each description is only 40 characters or less. And that's been a really interesting experience for me, who's usually very garrulous. I like to waffle on, paint a picture with words. But if you've only got 40 characters, that's not very much at all. So the descriptions you'll be getting in the cinema are quite brief and to the point. But what comes with that as well is a transcript of the audio description. So a really rich descriptive text that you can access beforehand. So one piece of feedback from the test was that actually it's much more relaxing to be able to read something that you're already familiar with. So the idea is that you can really familiarize yourself with the rich text. And then in the cinema, those kind of really short, punchy 40 character descriptions are kind of reminders to trigger your memory and so you can follow along in real time.
Before we kind of talk about how people can get to the event, is there also an online version of this event?
You can experience the audio described version online. At the moment, not the synchronized braille. That will be our next step. But I'm trying to work out if for the next step, we can arrange a particular time where people can come in, because the challenge at the moment is how do we sync people's being able to get teed up with the braille plus teed up with the video file, which would be where the music and the images were coming. So that felt a bit too difficult to juggle just at the moment, but that's definitely our next step. But the audio description with the music, it was interesting again at the testing at the end of last year. The feedback was that this in itself was a really unique and interesting experience to have almost like a story told to you with this beautiful music, which for this performance is going to be Stephen Horn and Elizabeth Jane Bradley, and it's just amazing. They're an incredible duo, and they'll be playing live on the night.
Fantastic. And if people would like to go to this event, when is it? What are the timings people need to know? And how can they find out more information and sign up?
It's on Friday, the 21st of March at 8 p.m. in person. So that's in the Hippodrome Theatre in Bowness in Scotland. And you can book tickets at the box office. That's 01324 506 850. That's 01324 506 850. And you can also book the online tickets there as well. Or you can go to hippodromecinema.co.uk. So the event itself will be Friday, 21st of March at 8 p.m. And then the online version is available from midnight on Saturday for the next 48 hours. And obviously there's a different price for that ticket. And you can experience that anytime you like over the 48 hours it's ready.
Before we play a little clip of what you might be experiencing at the event, Polly Goodwin, freelance audio describer, many thanks for joining us here to provide an update on this project here on R&IB Connect Radio.
No, thank you so much, Hubert. It's always just such a treat to talk to you. And I can't thank you and the team enough as well for helping develop this process to this stage as well. It's been a real team effort.
Jamie strides after Margaret. He takes her hands in his and speaks. Now, both silhouetted against the sea and sky beyond, they lock eyes. Jamie takes Margaret's hands, then pulls her towards him. Left alone in the cabin, Margaret casts a pained look towards the door. Her head droops. She touches her hand to her forehead, then rakes her fingers through her hair. She takes Jamie's forgotten hat from the table. She studies it a moment, then buries her face into its fabric and weeps. A single word intertitle reads, "Farewell." Heaving a sigh, Margaret gets up. Intertitle: Margaret, in despair, decides to drift with the tide to kindlier shores.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.